Because we'd gone two shows with no reading of Proudhon, we decided last week to hold over our discussion of The Good Daddy Show to this show, February 19, 2017 show. And the week delay allowed Power to display even more of their intended purposes for their Trump tool of power, such that I find I will have to modify a bit, or at least ask this: to what extent is it helpful to guess their 5-point program for this installed president? Because there is one thing that holds this paste-up tool together, which if enough of us see, would help us be more effective in furthering our freedom vision, the goal to demoralize and disorganize us globally, make it difficult for us to trust each other. They want a long period of darkness and despair. They've telegraphed this repeatedly with the media products they fund. They want us to believe that the apocalypse is come, continuous crisis. And as long as we leave these weapons in their hands, controlling the weather and electromagnetic force, EMF, both stolen from Nikola Tesla, they can create them. So, I found I needed a preface to The Good Daddy Show, given the events of the past week. So, I'm calling this preface part one of The Good Daddy Show. And the body of it, which we postponed, will have to be again held off till next week, which we're now calling part two. In our January 29 show, jumping off the point that politics, and to the max even more so geopolitics, is theater, we began our argument that the chaotic world of current events is surface manifestation of the power guy's hidden planning. And that's where I had to interrupt my previous thought process, because things had advanced in my thinking. I've been thinking more about this issue of the competition between the global state statesmen. And here as well, wondering how much it matters to our global freedom, this matter of their planning. So I'm curious of what your thoughts on this are. I found myself wondering how closely kept is the secret of the theft of Nikola Tesla's inventions that provide to the power guys that possess them a huge technological advantage. And the question I'm hoping we can all think through together is, given that disproportionate technological advantage, what is possible? Is there really such a thing as negotiation? Anyway, that's what we're thinking about. And by the by, if any doubt the existence of his EMF weapon, which he Nikola consistently reiterated, and this is a man who is incomparably honest, like Prince, to the extent of even allowing Rentgen credit for the X-ray, though he did not deserve it. Nikola consistently reiterated, as he was trying to avert both world wars of the 20th century, that he had perfected this weapon. This man uses language very carefully. If you doubt its existence, compare the honesty of this man with that of the power guys of his day, those who used him, robbed him of credit, trashed his name, and stole his inventions, and then did everything they could to erase him from our memory and the annals of history. Who has the greatest credibility? 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. If you doubt the existence of his EMF weapon, ask yourself, why was his story kept from us? Our enormous debt to him suppressed. Why were we told we owe Thomas Edison for our electrical distribution system, Rentgen for the X-ray, Marconi for the radio, when it was Nikola Tesla that invented all of them, and so much more? Given our huge debt, why is Nikola Tesla never mentioned? The answer is obvious. They wanted his weapon, and they wanted to keep their possession of it a secret. And let's not forget the Kissinger memo or telegram to Moscow discussed during our August 14, 2016 show, posted now to the blog page as well, in which Kissinger writes specifically about the use of EMF weapons by the USSR, their use against individuals, noting their ill health effects. When will we demand full accountability of the U.S. state regarding these weapons, and for all of us around the world demanding accountability of our states, in particular the ones we're about to mention, for their possession and use of these weapons, and deny them this gun they have trained on our heads? I found myself wondering, how closely kept is the secret of the theft of Nikola Tesla's inventions among the leaders of states and industry themselves? The global state guys stand sometimes in the state. At other times, they hide behind corporate eyes. As Prince says, their true allegiance being with the goal, us bowing down to them ad infinitum. Weapons that provide to the power guys that possess them a huge political technological advantage. We learned from Margaret Cheney that at least three other countries filed patents on the EMF weapon in 1924. Note this excerpt from Margaret Cheney's book, which we discussed during the September 11, 2016 show. Quote from Margaret Cheney's book, Tesla, Man Out of Time. For years, it had been rumored that Tesla had invented a powerful beam, a death ray, but he had been strangely uncommunicative on the subject. In early 1924, a flurry of news reports from Europe claimed that a death ray had been invented there, first by an Englishman, then by a German, and then a Russian. Almost at once, an American scientist, Dr. T.F. Wall, applied for a patent on a death ray which he claimed would stop airplanes and cars. Then a newspaper in Colorado proudly retorted that Tesla had invented the first invisible death ray capable of stopping aircraft in flight while he had been experimenting there in 1899. Unquote. The inventor was unusually noncommittal on the matter. Unquote from Margaret Cheney's book. And you can best believe they were working on him behind scenes. Manipulating him, lying to him, deceiving him, the power of the state, which he naively, unfortunately, believed was different here. A new, not the old aristocratic states that had such antiquated notions, but here in the U.S., people were more open-minded, and I'm sure they probably told him they had plans to create worldwide peace, and that he needed to just bear with them, keep the secret, etc., etc. This is coming up for me because the Trump tool is being used to do so many things, the wielding of it seemingly so chaotic, used to help bolster the notion of a unified Europe, used to try to lure investors to unclench their fists, used to bolster the notion that fascism, quote unquote, and though this is the image clearly we are to see, they use the words nativism or isolationism or anti-globalization generally, used to support the propaganda that fascism is on the march globally. He's been used to, or that tool has been used to strike fear in the hearts of immigrants, as well as to generate sympathy and support for immigrants, used to entice young people here in the U.S. to become patriotic, used here in the U.S. to isolate labor from the rest of us, used to create the belief that racism is on the rise and that we are so divided in the U.S., used to beef up the money buffer, i.e. the problem is the quote-unquote elite, the wealthy, the corporations. Not, of course, the Plato's tribesmen, those hidden, completely unaccountable bunch of global power guys. Used to beef up the money buffer between the people and the global shadow statesman, used to serve as sharp contrast to the good daddy, reinforce the notion that the stable state is the true state, is the good daddy, which we desperately need to save us from the bad daddy. And of course, the predatory nature of all those other, all the authoritarian regimes out there, all those external threats. I.e., where we started has in the span of a week been left in the dust of the would-be juggernaut, of the would-be gods called Trump. The Trump tool is being used to do so many things, an all-purpose cleanser for real. So many things that the thought walked in that perhaps there is no new post-World War II global consensus being negotiated. My point being, it's not possible to negotiate with a gun to your head. Again, my question, who possesses the weapon? Who doesn't? So, rather than a new consensus being negotiated, perhaps, as we said earlier, what we're seeing is the straightforward, if inhuman, goal to demoralize and disorganize us globally, make it difficult for us to trust each other globally. So, as we also said earlier, to get clear on this point, that we gotta unite globally. We got to create a global community in which all of us work together for the lives we want, which means our bodies no longer at the command of others. That necessarily results in a shadow state when you create economic hardship, i.e. scarcity, and people have to do what they have to do to eat. You become a functionary, a machine of whoever pays you, and whoever pays you is the shadow state. They have the shadow aims. They are completely unaccountable. To get clear on these points may be more important, is definitely more important, but we're still trying to figure out how much time to spend on monitoring how Angela Merkel's et al. Facial expression shift depending on the character she, they are trying to snow us with. So I suspect that broad dismay is more the frame that we're going to see for the Good Daddy Show as events unfold. Stay tuned for part two next week.